Hi, this is Lisa Hayes. It's June 1st, 2017. Please visit me on dreamsforsociety.com. Today I'm going to speak about the heart projector and getting lost in stories. Imagine sitting in a theater watching a dramatic, traumatic movie. If you're like me, you've forgotten you're sitting in the theater seat because you get lost in the story. Maybe it's not even until the movie is over that sometimes I remember I'm in the theater. Think of what's on the movie screen as our own life story in that moment. We forget that we're not the story. We get lost in the story. We forget we're in the movie theater in our theater seat. If we remember we are in the theater seat, that's the first step in changing the flavor, the feeling flavor of the story, our life story we see on the movie screen. I've yet to remember how I create my stories, my life stories, how I created my own body or my identities, or how I created anything in my story. Or did I? I have yet to understand that, how do I perceive people, places, and things in my story? How do I perceive myself? And how do I create what unfolds in my story? I have yet to remember that. And maybe I'm not ready to, because if I did, maybe life would be really boring if I knew what my stories were, if I knew how to create them. But I do remember how to change the flavor of my stories, the feeling flavor. I can change my stories to positive stories versus negative stories. And that's when I remember not to get lost in my stories. I remember who I really am, the soul or the essence sitting in the theater seat. I'm not really me on the movie screen. I'm really the essence behind that sitting in the theater seat. And when I remember that, I now have control over the flavor of my life story, because I remember I have a heart. It's my heart projector. And like a movie projector, I can feed the projector with film. Now, I don't feed the projector with film that has a story on it like the movie film. The only thing I remember yet how to do is to feed feelings film into my heart projector. Again, the flavor of the movie based on the feeling. My life story based on the feeling. Again, if I knew how to put the entire film that has the story on it in my heart projector, again, I haven't remembered that. Maybe I don't want to because it would be boring to me. But I'm having so much fun knowing now and practicing how to put the kind of feeling I want. So if I want to see a joyful story in my life, me in it with others in a really beautiful place, then I feed joy feelings into my heart projector. If I want to feel abundant in some ways, love abundance or financial abundance, then I feed my heart projector with abundance. And I allow my story to have that flavor, and then I just wait and allow and watch, observe what is unfolding in my story. And I'm always pleasantly surprised how much fun it is, because it's always going to be abundant and joyful if I have fed those feelings into my heart projector. So I leave that with you. Stop, look, and listen. Observe. Observe our life stories. Remember who we really are. Feel empowered. that we have the power to feed our heart projector with the feelings we want to see reflected in the stories on the movie screen. And then just sit back and have fun watching which stories pop up. But we know they're going to be joyful stories if we fed joy feelings into the heart projector. Isn't that fun? Or fun feelings into the heart projector. We see fun on our movie screen that we're in. We're in the movie, our life story, with others and other places and other things. Oh, how much fun. I leave that with you to ponder. Until next time, love and joy, Lisa.